Blog Talk Radio.
This is live from the studios, Teeing It Up in Daytona Beach, Florida. This is Teeing It Up presents the Sunday Sprint for week two in the National Football League. It is September 18th, 2016, week two. We welcome in the voice of Stetson Football and other things, Mr. Luke Morrow.
Good morning.
I can smile again. The Jets have won a football game.
Oh, yes. I know. As we've discussed on this show, and of course all Jets fans are discussing throughout the tri-state area about this tough schedule, the risk and opportunity for the Jets to begin potentially 0-6, and it wasn't looking good for a moment there Thursday night, but
forget about
able
Baltimore
to get that big win.
That could be 0-7. Could have been. It still could be 1-6.
Well, there you go. Well, that's better than 0-7, so it's a start, and it's a win against Rex Ryan.
Let me ask you this, Luke. We're going to start with the Sunday night football game and start with Packers-Vikings, the opening of your new stadium. But this is my question. It's a very general question. Do you feel more pressure when you open a new stadium than when it's just a regular game, right? Because, you know, look, the Red Sox will never redo Fenway Park. I think they'll be in Fenway Park in the year 3000. But if they did, I think they would feel a lot of pressure to win that first series and to have a successful first year. Do you think the Vikings feel pressure to perform in this new stadium?
Oh, absolutely. And I think especially because of the way that the franchise is building it up. I mean, it's going to be a lot more than a football game tonight. They're having an extended halftime show that features the Minnesota Orchestra and some other performer that I don't recall. They're having a DJ on the field before the game for a pregame performance. They have a lot going on. They're starting a new stadium-wide chant as well that they're orchestrating. So, I mean, there's a lot to it. And then you throw in that it's the Packers, it's Sunday Night Football. I was listening to the Minnesota sports talk stations this past week, and they were saying it'd almost be better off if it was a 1 o'clock game against, you know, the Bears or the Lions, someone like that, where you can focus maybe a little more on the stadium opening. But you have a very important game this early in the season against the Packers in prime time, and then you throw in everything that comes with opening a stadium. That was the problem for the Vikings last year, these big spots. And, well, not just last year, the past handful of years, the Vikings would always come up short in primetime games. They won their last two of last season, hoping to get over the hump. But it's going to be something tonight, opening up that new stadium.
By the way, what is the new chant?
I'm not even sure. They took it from the Olympics or something. I don't know. It's the stadium wide. They all like clap at the same time. I forget what it is. It's not, the fight song for the Vikings.
The Leslie Jones
fight chant.
Play all day thing.
I couldn't even tell you, unfortunately. Luke,
the most important thing we will talk about on the Sunday Sprint, you know that.
Yes, unfortunately.
It's all about cheerleaders and fans. What the show is, that's the foundation bedrock of this show.
Yes, and I've let you down this week, but I prefer the previous fight song and fight chant is Skull, and that's my preference. I'm sticking to the oldie but goodie.
Sam Bradford gets the start. We talked about this last week. He was a late add. Sean Hill played last week. What's your take on Sam Bradford? Is he ready to take over this offense?
Well, we'll find out. He's been with the team for less than 3 weeks. Mike Zimmer says that he's gotten to the point where he should be comfortable out there. He's gotten to the point where he should be able to make all the checks at the line and audible out of anything if he has to. So we'll see. But I think it's a better matchup for the Vikings, of course. We saw last week against the Titans. Tennessee had about 8 or 9 guys in the box just about every play, disrespecting Sean Hill, and they really shut down Adrian Peterson. Now you're facing another good rushing defense in the Packers, and you have to make them pay or at least spread out that field with Bradford, and he has the opportunity to do so. He has a much stronger arm than Sean Hill. So even if he doesn't connect, just to have the ability to throw the ball downfield, maybe able to help out AP, and that's crucial for the Vikings offense. So, you know, I agree with the move. I wanted Sean Hill to start week one. Didn't think Bradford was ready. And now that he apparently is, he should be in there tonight.
By the way, I think the Packers are going to win this game big. I think this is the year the Packers get their way back to the Super Bowl. This is a much better Packer team. They've got Jordy Nelson back. Sorry, Luke, but I think the Packers win big tonight.
Sadly, I am not surprised.
I predicted that, or you think the outcome will be the
same? Yeah, that you pick the Packers. Or I should say pick against the Vikings.
This is not going to happen. What can I say? The Indianapolis... The Denver Broncos will play a great game at 4:25 today on CBS in most of the United States of America, from sea to shining sea, that features Trevor Siemian versus Andrew Luck. This is another game, Luke, that on paper should be a nice win for the Indianapolis Colts. But as we found out in week one, that's not so easy to say because the Broncos gutted that one out. Look, I don't really know who's going to win this game. I would say, once again, Indianapolis on paper, but we'll see.
Yeah, I like the Broncos at home against the Colts. You know, in a matchup of quarterbacks, the Colts have the clear advantage. Andrew Luck looked much better last week compared to last season. But, I mean, Andrew Luck and the poor Colts, they can't find a good defense for him. I think them, along with the Saints, who we'll get to momentarily, maybe have the two worst defenses in the league to be unable to help out these talented quarterbacks and offenses. So obviously Luck has the advantage in terms of the quarterback position, but I think the Colts defense is so bad that the Broncos will be able to make enough plays with that new quarterback to keep up and even pass Andrew Luck today at home.
You're saying the defense is so bad it can be the butt of a late night comedy show, huh?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
We shall see what happens in the Mile High City. The Saints and the Giants tussle at the Meadowlands in an early season matchup that I believe will be a high-scoring affair, Luke. Saints put up 35 last week. The Giants put up a bunch in Dallas. I think this could be an old-fashioned shootout.
Yeah, last time these two teams played each other, they combined for almost 100 points. I mean, we may not get that high, but I agree with you. I think it will be a shootout. So like I said, the Saints' defense is still atrocious. They haven't been able to figure that out in the past handful of years to help out Breeze and company. And for those who thought Breeze was all done for, man, he looked good last week. So the Giants, as we discussed, especially last week to get ready for the start of the season, they put a lot of money into that defense. And while they held the Cowboys to 19 points or whatever it was, still didn't look as impressive as maybe they were expecting. Of course, it's early in the year, but for both these teams, I think the offenses are still obviously the strong suit. So I do like the Saints on the road with the way Drew Brees looked last week, but regardless, we'll see a lot of points.
Where this is obviously King It Up presents the Sunday Sprint with Luke Morrow. Luke, you wanted to do Kansas City, Houston. I'll let you intro this game because for me, this game is a loser.
Yeah, something like that. You know, it's a good matchup, though, at least they're early in the season to see what these two teams are. I like the Texans. I think they could be good this year. I like them to win their division. And, you know, the Chiefs were good last year. They got off to a slow start, and they went on that 12-game winning streak or whatever it was. And this year, trying to avoid that with that comeback victory against the Chargers last week. So I think it's a good matchup. In the past, Andy Reid and the Chiefs have really owned the Texans, but they're a whole new team. And I like that offense with Brock Osweiler. And then you add the rookie Fuller. They looked pretty good last week, albeit against the Chicago Bears. But this should be an interesting matchup because I think both these teams will be there in the playoff hunt at the end of the season.
So it sounds like you've watched Brock Osweiler. I have not watched Brock Osweiler yet. Is he overrated or is he legitimate and can be a franchise quarterback for a team?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I thought he was overrated when – I still think he's overrated. But still, with that said, I think he could still be a good quarterback for the Texans, especially with the weapons he has. I mean, Hopkins and Fuller in the receiver department, and then even Lamar Miller, who I don't like very much, but he had a good week one last week. So if he could play like that where he rushes for 100 yards, then that's a huge help for Osweiler too. So I think he's in a good setup. I wasn't all that impressed with him last year or the contract he got, but – hey, maybe he'll prove me wrong and show that he deserves it.
We are talking to Luke here on the Sunday Sprint. Finally, Luke, we have the divisional matchup between the Steelers and the Bengals. Now, I was at a hockey game during this game last season and in the postseason, so I did not see a lot of the extracurricular, horrendous activity, bad role models for kids type deals that we saw. And as you know, the NFL instituted the soccer system of yellow cards and red cards this year for poor behavior. I can also tell you, having attended Jets-Bengals last week, that Vontaze Burfict got booed every single time he was anywhere near anything. And a fan wearing a Vontaze Burfict shirt, I thought, was about to get beat up as he traversed one of the aisles. So let's start here. Number one, do you like the soccer system for the personal foul, unnecessary roughness, taunting, et cetera, penalties?
Yeah, I do. I mean, keep them in line. It's like almost like technicals in basketball as well. If you go over the line like that multiple times, then certainly, yeah, you deserve to be tossed.
Number two, for the folks who may have forgotten, what stood out to you in that playoff game last year? Because it had a big effect on a very large amount of people, not just diehard football fans, but there are a lot of people who were just stunned that this behavior was happening in an NFL game.
Yeah, that was a wild game. I remember watching it on a bus ride coming back from a Stetson basketball game in the middle of nowhere. But what stood out to me was the lack of discipline for the Bengals, and I can't say I'm surprised. I think that's been the MO under Marvin Lewis. They always come up short in the playoffs. That's exactly what happened. Marvin Lewis still looking for that first playoff win. And you know I always like to bring that up when talking about him or the Bengals. And then number two is, I mean, you look at the number of arrests for the Bengals over the years. They're always at the top of the list, especially during the Marvin Lewis era. Now, you can't completely blame the head coach because it's the players out there, you know, doing what they're doing. But I thought the Bengals were more responsible than the Steelers. And over the course of the years under Marvin Lewis, I don't think it's really anything new for the Bengals. It's the way they've always kind of been. And they really just coughed up that game by being unable to keep their emotions in check.
You know, I am very curious to see. This is week two. This is not a playoff game. Let's now spin forward to today's game. What do you think we'll see out of this game? Do you think we'll see a lot of the unnecessary roughness type behavior? Do you think it'll be chippy, or do you think these teams will be more disciplined?
I think it'll be more disciplined. Now, D'Angelo Williams called it a double chin strap game because even when the guys aren't getting, you know, the extracurricular stuff, it's still a hard-hitting, well-played defensive battle between these two. So, and I think it's going to be another good matchup between these two teams. I think they're pretty evenly matched. I don't think the Bengals will be able to slow down Antonio Brown, though. And offensively, the offensive line needs to do much better than what we saw last week against the Jets to give Dalton and company a chance to keep up with Big Ben.
For me, I think the Steelers won this game. I'm not convinced by the Bengals even after week one. That was a fluky win. I think the Steelers win this game and win it comfortably. Luke, we are coming to the end of our radio program. I know that's emotional for you, so wipe away the tears and let's spin forward as we talk about game picks. What is your game of the day?
I'm going to go with Saints-Giants just because of the amount of touchdowns there'll be.
I completely agree. What is your sleeper game of the day?
I'll say Jaguars Chargers. I think that could be a good game.
Dallas, Washington. I think Dallas is going to go to 0-2. What is your survivor elimination? There's no chance this team's losing.
49ers against the Panthers beating the 49ers.
That's not a bad pick. I'm trying to remember what game I picked for this league. I think it was Seattle against Los Angeles. The Rams were just utterly atrocious last week.
Yeah, but I'm taking the Rams as my upset this week. Look out.
Oh. What is your game to watch golf during? Because it's so boring, it'll make you watch the web.com Albertsons Boise Open with the PGA Tour on a week off.
Same as the lock pick, Panthers over the Niners.
There's a bunch of them that just don't get me very excited, and I think Jacksonville, San Diego is the one that I will go with this week. Who is your player to watch today?
Matt Stafford will have a big day against the Titans.
I'll go with Sam Bradford. I will give you that bone just to see how he performs. Like that?
Yeah, I hope he performs well.
Makes your heart sing loud.
Absolutely.
That's it for today's show, folks. We will see you next week.